This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 250 for Tuesday, February 1st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, recovering from earlier losses as gains in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola down a dollar to up over $8, the most active months all higher. March up $8.50 at $1,021.70 per ton. Soybeans in Chicago climbed to fresh contract highs on the back of production worries out of South America. Soy oil was also up on the day, but slightly off its own highs. The Malaysian palm oil market was closed today for the Lunar New Year. Chart-based positioning was a feature as fund traders continued to roll out of the nearby March contract. Ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies remained supportive as well, although demand is being rationed at current price levels. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, with the biggest gains in beans. Soybeans hit fresh contract highs in many months, seeing a continuation of yesterday's gains. March up 38 cents at $15.28 per bushel. Production uncertainty in South America accounted for some of the strength, with a number of forecasters lowering their projections for the continent. The USDA reported private export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Brazil's harvest is estimated to be about 11% complete. That's up from only 1.4% at this time last year. Corn also finding support from declining South American production prospects. The March contract up 8 cents at $6.34 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales this morning of 110,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Wheat, it's stronger, recovering some of yesterday's losses in turnaround Tuesday activity. Minneapolis up 8 cents in the March contract at $9.14 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in March at $7.86 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 7 cents in the March contract at $7.69 per bushel. The ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine remained a supportive influence as those two countries are major world wheat exporters. Declining condition ratings for the U.S. winter wheat crop were also supportive, with only 6% of the Texas winter wheat rated good to excellent in a report out of that state. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.